This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 80 countries at a Swiss conference agreed Sunday Ukraine's territorial integrity must be the basis of any peace to end Russia's two-year war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the UAE, which were represented by foreign ministers or lower-level envoys, were among those that did not sign the final document. The document focused on issues of nuclear safety, food security, and the exchange of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military says it will at times stop fighting in part of Gaza. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The Israel Defense Forces released a video this weekend claiming to show elite units raiding what it described as terrorist infrastructure in Gaza, yielding large quantities of weapons. The United Nations has for months warned of catastrophe and famine in Gaza as Israel choked off entry points where vital food, water, fuel, and medicine would normally pass. But as of Sunday, the IDF announced a daytime tactical pause in its military offensive in the southern Gaza Strip. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
With less than 3 weeks to go until Britain's election day, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is running out of time to change the tune. Polls continue to give the left of center opposition Labour Party under Keir Starmer double-digit lead over Sunak's Conservatives.